The idea of living a long life appeals to everyone, but the idea of getting old doesn't appeal to anyone. Andy Rooney. It wasn't just any birthday. It was my 50th birthday. And as my husband, Frank, and I entered the beautiful dining room of the Ritz-Carlton in Tysons Corner, Virginia, I was feeling a little impatient, even a bit on edge. I had left the dinner arrangements to Frank, something I normally don't do. The maitre d' led us through the dining room to a small table in the back. There was a bit of a mix-up with the reservations, he said, apologizing as he seated us at a small table near the entrance to the kitchen. I'll admit I was annoyed. This is just great, I thought to myself. My husband brings me to this elegant hotel to celebrate my birthday, and we're going to have to put up with all of the banging from the kitchen and staff constantly pushing past. A few minutes later, the maitre d' returned and said he had again made a mistake and was moving us to a separate room. By this point, I had resigned myself to our culinary fate and was determined to just enjoy dinner with my husband. So we got up and followed him back through the restaurant into a different room. When the door swung open, I was amazed and delighted to be greeted by about 30 of my dearest friends and colleagues. My daughter Nicole was there, and Frank had even arranged for our son, Christian, to come home from college to attend the celebration. We had an absolutely wonderful time. As I sat there talking to my family and friends, who were all so proud of themselves for keeping the secret from me, I thought to myself, life doesn't get any better than this. Then I started opening my birthday cards. Happy 50th. You're now officially over the hill. And welcome to the Over the Hill gang. Happy 50th birthday. And think of it this way. You're not losing it. You're just not using it as often. And turning 50, don't worry. You still got it. So what if you can't remember where it is? Happy 50th birthday. At first, I didn't think much about it. These cards are part of the ritual of turning 50, right? We make fun of people's age, call them old. It's all done in the spirit of fun and adoration, isn't it? It is, of course, but still, I couldn't help but feel uneasy in that moment and for days after. I felt really good about turning 50, celebrating with my friends and being happy about where I was in life. But when I read those cards, it occurred to me that hidden within them was a not-so-subtle cultural ethos that didn't fit at all with what I and most of my contemporaries felt. I didn't feel old. I wasn't over the hill. I was on top of the mountain. I liked being there and planned on enjoying it for a while. In fact, I was already beginning to think about what mountain I might climb next. And I knew that I wasn't the only one who felt like that. In fact, as I thought about the people who were in the room celebrating my birthday with me, I could identify many who had long ago passed their 50th birthdays and were achieving great things, starting companies, setting new goals, finding new passions, or reigniting old ones. We are nowhere near slowing down. I decided then and there that I wouldn't be defined by my age any more than I would be defined by my race, sex, or income. I want people to define me by who I am, not how old I am, and I refuse to allow the old expectations of what I should or should not do at a certain age define what I am going to do. I feel good about where I am in life, and I bet you do too. So instead of just accepting and perpetuating the stereotypes or apologizing for our age or denying it, let's embrace our age and make the most of it, shall we?